to demonstrate how important it is to entertain and show kindness to your guest, I'll tell you about a Finnish singer who was extremely popular in 1950s and 60s. His name was Tapio, which is similar to Steven, so let's just call him Steven. And this singer lived on the road, really, was touring around the country, performing and singing popular songs to people. And everywhere he went, people so much loved to hear him sing. Of course, Steven was pleased that people liked him to hear his songs and his singing. But he also said something which has made lasting impression on me. He was little sad that everywhere he went, people always said, "Sing, Steven, sing." But nobody ever said to him, "Steven, sit down, relax, and have a pint of beer." This man was given much appraisal, but not moment's rest. The people seemed to care only about his singing and not about himself. And in today's gospel, our Lord says that if we, the sheep, do not know our pastor and defender, we don't know how to follow him. I exhort you today to get to know this Holy Ghost, the Defender. He lives in you as your guest, and learn to know this guest by frequent prayer, and when you have a chance, also by devout meditation. If you are busy every day, running around the business of the world, who would take care of this precious guest of yours? Maybe one reason why there is so much suffering in the world is that no one stops and think of the commandments of God. Prophet Jeremiah lamented, "With desolation is all the land made desolate, because there is none that considereth in the heart." Let this Pentecost be a reminder to you to take care of your guest, the Holy Ghost, the God. Of course, he is always ready to help and defend you as long as you don't drive him away by mortal sin. But to really be a great warrior of God and not of the world, learn to know this guest of yours by prayer and meditation. Show him the attention and affection he deserves. You don't even need the pint of beer for that. Actually, do not use that for this great cause. But show affection and to be always ready to listen him and to act always according to the will of God, even when it's difficult, and show this affection to the commandments of God in the way as the great Solomon wrote, "Let thy thoughts be upon the precepts of God, and meditate continually on his commandments, and he will give thee a heart, and the desire of wisdom shall be given to thee." God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.